We are with James Keelahan, who is a Juno nominated artist. How does that sound, sir?
Oh, it sounds great. Sounds great. I've been down this road before, but it always sounds great when your peers have decided to pick your CD out of the bunch and say this was one of the best batch of the year. It's always an honor.
What is it like to get that call and to get that word? You said it happened before.
Yeah, I've actually got the one Juno Award and five nominations over the course of the 40 years I've been doing this. So it's always exciting, and I have to tell you, especially this year, because I saw it on Twitter yesterday while I was in a meeting with some folks, and I was going like, "What the?" Because the CD came out on September 16th, 2022, and I thought it had been submitted for last year's, and so there was no nomination last year, and I just went, "Oh well, you know, like, chalk it down." But it turns out that the cutoff date was September 1st on 2022. So it got submitted for this year. So I had no idea that it was even in the mix for being selected. So when the thing came up, it was like a, what? And I'm checking the date on it, going, you know, like, what is this? And then there's just this incredible rush of you know, sort of happiness and pride and just thinking about all the people who helped me put it together, you know?
That's what I was going to say. Like, your name is on the CD, but it takes quite the team to get this together.
Yeah, well, from the writing, there's a number of songs on the writing. Actually, the title track of the song, Secondhand, is a co-write with Kara Luft and J.D. Edwards. So there's the co-writers on the songs, and then there's the team that recorded it. We use a fairly tight group of musicians: David Woodhead, Adam Lalonde on drums. Names are going out of my head because I'm just so excited. Bob Stagg on piano, and produced by Bill Garrett. It was recorded in Montreal at the Treatment Room. Because we were recording during the pandemic, we did it in little bits and pieces over the course of about 3 months. We'd go in 2-3 days at a time. And it was just an amazing group of people to work with. And it was great to be back in a studio trying to record rather than, you know, what we'd been doing for the previous 2 years, which was sitting in our living rooms trying to do it. And, you know, I tried a run at this CD doing it that way, recording at home and then having people add parts, and it just wasn't working. The only way it was going to work for me was if we were in the same place at the same time, which most of the time we were.
Well, congratulations on the nomination. It is fantastic and certainly well deserved. I'm looking forward to listening to this, and best of luck.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for giving it a spin.
Absolutely. Our guest today, James Keelahan, his Juno nominated album is called Secondhand. You've been listening to Lanark Leads Today.ca. I'm Bob Perreault.